بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the virtues of knowledge, virtues of ilm. True knowledge is that knowledge that takes one closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that brings about the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a person's heart. And in the words of Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, any such knowledge which increases the fear of Allah ta'ala and decreases his inclination towards the world, this is referred to as true knowledge. And any such knowledge which does not invite you from this world to the year after is worthy of being called ignorance. Thus seek protection from knowledge which does not benefit. Here, knowledge is of three types. Before we do this hadith to understand, what is that knowledge that takes a person closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, closer towards akhirat? So the benefit of this knowledge is immense, it's huge. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullah explained that when the hadith speaks about ilm, it's referring to this knowledge. Ilm, that knowledge that takes a person, builds fear of Allah ta'ala in his heart, it takes him closer towards akhirat, it makes him disinclined towards this world. So that is what is referred to in the hadith when we speak about ilm. There's another type of knowledge as far as the world is concerned. It will help a person. For example, it will help him in what work he's doing, in his business, in his profession. He learns the rules, the laws. So there it is permissible. To learn that type of knowledge is permissible, so long as that knowledge doesn't have anything haram in it. For example, that ilm, that knowledge that he's getting as far as the world is concerned, doesn't have any type of haram. What haram? Like witchcraft and magic and those kind of things that are completely forbidden. Or he's learning about the worship of other religions, etc., how it's done, and this person is now learning it, we're taking interest in it. All that is completely impermissible. So one is where a person is just learning so that it will help him as far as his business. For example, he's a quantity surveyor. Now he's learning as far as the quantity surveying is concerned, all that knowledge that's related to it. A person is an engineer, he's an accountant, he's a doctor. He's learning that type of knowledge. We won't refer to it as ilm, it's referred to in the hadith. But that type of knowledge he's learning, that is permissible. There's no harm in it. And sometimes also it will be preferable, it will be good also, if it is helping and assisting others and is a means of benefit to others. There's a difference between the person achieving this type of education. This type of education is a big difference between him receiving it and the current systems that we have in this world. This is a different issue, a different topic for another day, where a person now is forced to go through so much of haram and so many haram things he has to learn and so many haram things he has to put himself into before he can achieve that. So therefore, many ulama discourage that a person, this should not be done. Why? Because a person now will have to sacrifice his iman. But where a person can achieve these things without sacrificing his iman and without going through the current system, in other words, there's another way, there's another system, there's another way of him achieving this education, this type of education, without any type of haram, then there's absolutely no problem with it. So this is the second type of knowledge. One is that will take him closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other is that will help him as far as the dunya is concerned, the world is concerned. This is permissible, so long as there's no other haram that's there. Then there is a third type of knowledge which we explained, that knowledge which will take him towards haram. For example, black magic, and he's learning about witchcraft, and this person is learning about the deities of other religions. Now he's taking interest in that. Now it will take him closer towards that. So understanding these three types of education that you get, the first type is the true, proper, pure ilm that will take a person towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we'll be able to understand this hadith that we're doing today. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من تعلم علما مما يبتغى به وجه الله عز وجل لا يتعلمه إلا ليصيب به عرضا من الدنيا لم يجد عرف الجنة يوم القيامة يعني ريحها رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one who acquires knowledge by which the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala is sought. So it's not just knowledge, it's telling us exactly which category of knowledge. We explained there are three categories, so it falls into the first category. عِلْمًا مِمَّا يُبْتَغَى بِهِ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. One who acquires knowledge, what knowledge? Which, by acquiring this knowledge, the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala is sought in order. So now why is this person getting this first type of knowledge? This hadith is warning us something very severely. This person is trying to get deeni knowledge, but the only reason he is trying to get it, the second part of the hadith explains, لا يتعلمه إلا ليصيب به عرضا من الدنيا, in order to acquire worldly gains. He's trying to make money out of deeni knowledge. That's why he's studying, and that's why he's acquiring deeni knowledge, so that he can get more money, he can earn from it. In other words, he can use this now to become wealthy. This is what his whole intention is. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving a warning that what will happen to such a person? لَمْ يَجِدْ عَرْفَ الْجَنَّةِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. This person will not even get the fragrance of Jannat on the day of Qiyamah. What this means, it won't get the fragrance of Jannat. Forget even going into Jannat. He won't even go close to Jannat to get that fragrance. Jannat in itself, but a beautiful fragrance. Sometimes a person hasn't gone by the ocean. He's still maybe a bit far away, but he can smell that salt and he can smell that sea breeze, especially on a very windy day. A person can get that smell coming. So here, person, Jannat has got its own fragrance and it's got its own beauty. That beauty and that fragrance can be experienced out of Jannat also. This person won't even get that. Why? Because he acquired deeni ilm. And why the reason he did this was so that he can make himself wealthy. This was his niyat. It was not there so that I can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can do the right things. I can stay away from the wrong things. I can get closer to Allah ta'ala. This was not his niyat. His niyat was to become a celebrity, for example. His niyat was to make money. How I can use this Islamic, this knowledge that I've got to try and become a very wealthy person. Allah ta'ala forgive us and protect us. Today it's happening, it's becoming a reality that people are charging so much. To give one talk, they're charging so many $1,000. This is how much I charge for every talk I give. And the talk must be in certain convention center, it must be in certain hall, and I must travel first class if you want me to come and talk in your venue. So this is becoming more and more common, and people are starting off, from what we're hearing, is something known as YouTube channels and other social media channels. And the more likes you get, the more money you start making. So now what is happening is this deen, this knowledge is there for what? To try and make money out of it. So I can become more and more rich. And sometimes insurance companies and banks, etc., are employing these type of people. One person is telling me, Allahu Alam, the exact figure, but he was there in the bank working himself. See, sometimes these scholars at the top level, they finish off with about 5 million rand a year. Now this is to make things that were not permissible, make it permissible. This is what the perks are, and this is the amounts. So the higher the amounts, the easier it is to make those perks, or the higher it is to make those things that were known to be haram as halal. So therefore this hadith is warning us, be very, very careful. You're acquiring this deeni knowledge is not so you must become wealthy and become a rich person by this ilm. This ilm is supposed to take you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ilm is supposed to take you closer towards akhirat. And you must be a means of bringing people closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't use this knowledge to try and become a celebrity, to try and become wealthy, to try and make money in this world. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.